leaving and departed 2 days later. He told my mother he wasn't a Sinclair and couldn't try to be one any longer. He couldn't smile, couldn't lie, couldn't be part of that beautiful family in those beautiful houses. Couldn't, wouldn't. He had hired moving vans already. He'd rented a house, too. My father put a last suitcase into the back seat of the Mercedes. He was leaving Mummy with only the Saab, and started the engine. Then he pulled out a handgun and shot me in the chest. I was standing on the lawn and I fell. The bullet hole opened wide and my heart rolled out of my rib cage and down into a flower bed. Blood gushed rhythmically from my open wound. Then from my eyes, my ears, my mouth. It tasted like salt and failure. The bright red shame of being unloved soaked the grass in front of our house, the bricks of the path, the steps to the porch. My heart spasmed among the peonies like a trout. Mummy snapped. She said to get hold of myself. Be normal now, she said. Right now, she said. Because you are. Because you can be. Don't cause a scene, she told me. Breathe and sit up.